Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning. This is Mixed Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. Shaw Gage sitting in with you this morning. It is Sunday, April 6th, 2025. So glad you're with us. This morning we're going to be talking about 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 6. We're going to be talking about the gift of love and why it's the greatest gift of all that the Lord Jesus Christ gave us and exemplified for us here on this earth. Happy to be with you on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. Shaw Gage with you this Sunday morning on Mix 106.5, Mix Sunday Morning. So glad you're listening this morning. We're going to be talking about love and the gift of love that we have as an encouragement to others. I want to read some scripture for you this morning. It's from 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 through 6. And it says this, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things." And the very beginning of the next verse says this, "Love never fails." A lot of meat there to unpack this morning, just some really, really good stuff. And we're going to talk about that this morning. But love is what's so important that we display as disciples of Christ, as believers of Jesus Christ. And I think when people see that in us, they see something different. And we can act it, we can show it, and we can fool people, but it's genuine. And when you see love, genuine love in somebody, it's life-changing. So we're going to talk about that and how we can be an encouragement to one another this morning. We'll be back with you here shortly on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. Good Sunday morning. This is Shaw Gage back with you on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. So happy to be a part of the show. So happy you're listening this morning. We're talking about love this morning. We're talking about 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And the first few verses, it talks about, you know, we can have all these things and these ideas and these motives, but if they have not love, we're just like sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. You know, we're just noise. That's all it really is. If we have all these, you know, the gift of prophecy and knowledge and faith that could move mountains, but no love, it's empty. It's nothing. I can give everything I have to feed the poor. I can give my body, it says, to be burned. But if I have not love, it profits me nothing. You know, we can know it all. We can rehearse it all, and we can claim it all. But if it doesn't have love, it's just empty. And my question to you and myself this morning is, what motivates us to do what we do? Is it to be seen by others as good? Is it to check a box? Is it to try to impress other people? Is it to make ourselves feel better? Or is it out of the genuine love that Jesus Christ has for us? You know, he wants us to display that same love to others around us. And that's everybody. Whether they are like us or not, we're to love others. It's that simple. Question I ask myself all the time is, why do I have such a hard time doing that? I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm being selfish. Maybe it's I'm being prideful. But my prayer this week is that we reject that pride, we reject that selfishness, and we truly learn to put others before ourselves and begin serving and loving others. You know, truly loving others is what we're commanded to do, and it makes us more genuine. People see through insincerity eventually. And we can fake it. We can put on a good mask. I know a lot of people, I'm guilty of it. People walk by you in church on Sunday morning. How you doing this morning? Oh, I'm good. When on the inside, I'm just wrapped up and I'm locked up and I'm miserable. And I think if I was genuine with myself and genuine with others, you know, we'd stop and have those conversations. But when you love people and you show it and you're genuine, people see that and it can change their lives. And they can say, hey, what's different about that individual? You know, I might have shared this before on the show, but I heard a quote years ago as a young sales guy at a meeting up in Chicago, Illinois, and this old sales manager got up and he said, I'm going to tell you something about relationships. And it speaks to what we're talking on this morning about being genuine with other people. And he said this, he said, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Think about that here for a few minutes, and we'll be back here shortly on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. Thank you, Lord, for another beautiful morning here on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. Hope you're doing well this morning. We're talking about love this morning. We're talking about 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and just what the Lord says to us about love and what we should display. And, you know, when you get right down to it, it's just about being humble and loving other people. Because without love, as Scripture's telling us this morning, everything is empty. Everything else is just empty. As I was working on the show this week and what I was going to say, I had this memory of a pastor that preached a sermon years ago, one of my heroes, Mike Miller, over at First Baptist Church in Columbiana, Alabama. And gosh, this was probably 25 years ago that he preached a sermon, and it was titled, When I Walked in the Door, Losing Your Religion. And I thought, oh my goodness, we're going to get struck by lightning. I don't know if I want to hear this sitting in a church. And but I didn't really understand what he was going to be speaking on until after I heard the message. And Mike painted a picture and he said, you know, we focus so much on denominations and why we're different and why this doctrine is better than that doctrine and why my church is better than your church and they don't do this right and we do it better and all these different kind of things. But he said, we're focusing so much on what makes us different when we should really be focusing on what brings us together and what we have in common. And that commonality, if you will, is the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for you and it was shed for me. And you know, when we focus on that and that love that God gave us through his son, Jesus Christ, we can really begin to change the world. Denominations, divisions, all that can create a just idle world as far as being able to serve others and love others and being an encouragement to others, because we get so focused on the rules and the regulations and why I can do this and why my bylaws say this and yours say that. But at the end of the day, it's like a clanging cymbal. If it doesn't have love, it's empty. And I find it interesting as we're moving into the Easter season, we need to be focusing more on Jesus Christ. You know, this is what it's all about as a believer of Jesus. It's coming up in the next couple of weeks. You know, what he came to do, the mission he came to fulfill on this earth, and it was all about love and that Christ-like love of genuinely laying his life down for you and for me. We need to do a better job of practicing that with each other. I know I do. Certainly, I know I've mentioned traffic before and coworkers and customers and just people I deal with on a daily basis. I'm not always loving, but the Lord's working on me, and I pray that he's working on you too. So glad you're here with us on this Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. Shaw Gage sitting with you this morning on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 this morning, and I want to reread verses 4 through 6. I read them at the beginning of the show, but there's a lot of stuff to unpack here, and we hear this scripture at weddings from time to time, and it's very interesting, but I just want to read this again. And as you're listening, and I'm going to do the same, just let this marinate in your heart this morning and just dwell and think about and pray about this. But this starts in 1 Corinthians 13, starting in verse 4, says this, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. You know, when you really start thinking about love and all those adjectives that describe what love is and what it's not, it's really the most selfless act we can have when it's genuine. And these verses, they describe everything Jesus Christ is about. his ministry here when he walked the earth. He displayed all of these things. Do you do that? Do I do that? Not all the time, but it's something we can work on to get better. You know, it's all about his grace, and it never fails. Love endures all things. You know, I find it so cool. This is my favorite time of the year, not only because of the plants out there blooming and the birds chirping and we're coming out of that cold, drab winter, but this Easter season that we're moving into, y'all, this is what it's all about. And it was very sad and very tragic that Jesus died the way he did. But what a great reminder it is of that grace and that love and that mercy that he has for us. You know, that's what it's all about. And, you know, Jesus in this time in history, this time of year, he's coming to the end of his earthly life. And he's preparing to fulfill his prophecy on the earth. And it had to happen. And we may not have been, you know, I'm sure the disciples didn't like it. I'm sure Mary didn't like it. And we read all the stories and they haven't experienced the Holy Spirit at this point. But that's what it's all about. Jesus had to die and be crucified to fulfill prophecy in order for the Holy Spirit to be able to come and invade our hearts and to be with us today. But again, it's all about that love. It's all about that grace. And I encourage you to pray about that this morning and that the Lord would allow you to develop more love in your heart for others, and not just the people in your family and your friends, but for your enemies, for strangers, for people that are different than you, for people that vote different than you. You know, I mean, that's Jesus died for all of us, not just for me. And I know when sometimes I'm guilty of thinking, well, he died for me. Well, you know what? He died for my enemies too, and anybody that believes in him. And so what a great gift of love and sacrifice that is, and the ultimate act of selflessness. So I'm happy you're here with us listening on this mixed Sunday morning. Glad you're being a part of it. Look forward to breaking it down a little bit more as we continue on mixed Sunday morning, Mix 106.5. Our Proverbs this morning on mixed Sunday morning, Mix 106.5, is from Proverbs chapter 10, verse 12, and it says this: hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins. Thought that tied in perfectly with what we've been talking about this morning, talking about love and how that's the greatest gift that we have from Jesus. He modeled that for us here on this earth. He commands us to love one another, and he tells us that the greatest is love. And that through all of our actions, we talked about that in our scripture this morning from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, but in all of our actions and everything that we do, if it has not love, it's meaningless. Don't let that be you. Have love in your heart. Have love for others so that you have a fulfilled life and you have a full experience in life, and that your actions and that the things that you do in life are not empty. You know, Martin Luther King said this years ago, one of his quotes, one of my favorites that he said this: darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. And that's so true. We want to fix this world. We want to change this world. I know I'm guilty about griping about this or that, and man, it's not like it used to be when I was a kid, and there's all this turmoil and all this strife. What can you do about it? From a big picture perspective, it's overwhelming, and there's not a lot you can do about it. But you know what you can do? You can have one conversation at a time. You can impact the people in your life, the people that you interact with on a daily basis or on a regular basis, and you can love them. And you know what? If we do our part and we have one conversation at a time and we listen to other people, truly listen to other people, that shows love. You know, I was reading something earlier this week and it talked about how a lot of times today we listen to react. We don't listen to understand. And that's something the Lord's been working on me. You know, I heard that saying years ago: God gave you two ears and one mouth for a reason. You should listen twice as much as you should talk. But when we truly listen to people and we understand them and we try to understand their viewpoint, that's what love is all about. I may not agree with somebody, but if I have a conversation with them, I need to listen so that I understand their viewpoint. I don't need to listen to them so that I can react and tell them why I'm right. That just builds up angst and it builds up resentment and builds up walls. And when we start relationships out or develop relationships out in that respect, those walls probably aren't coming back down unless there's a miracle. But when we truly listen to people and respect them. Again, you may not agree with them, but when you listen to them to understand where they're coming from, it makes a difference. And guess what? You're probably going to grow as a person too, and you're going to have an opportunity to impact that individual or that group of people. So work on that this week. So glad you're with us on this Mix Sunday morning, Mix 106.5. Thanks for being with us this week on Mix Sunday morning, Mix 106.5. Shaw Gage, hang out with you. It's been a pleasure. We've been discussing love and why it's the greatest attribute for believers in Jesus Christ to display. You know, love can overcome so much in our lives and the lives of others if it's genuine, if it's true, and if it's real. Don't fight it, you know, embrace it and let the Lord guide you in how you should love other people. Be an encouragement. Continue to be an encouragement to those around you, friends and strangers. I want to remind us, the last couple of segments ago, we talked about that song of Alan Jackson, Where Were You? And it's the words that struck me this week when I heard it were, faith, hope, and love are some good things he gave us. And the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. That may not be a Bible verse, but you know what? It spoke to me. And it was just a good reminder that, you know, love is the greatest thing that we have. And it's the most important one we have, because again, if we do all these things in life and there's no love behind it, there's no sincerity behind it, we're just a clanging cymbal and we're just a bunch of noise. So make sure you have love in your heart for others. You know, you never know what one conversation will do for somebody. It could mean the world. You could save their lives just by being somebody that encourages them or somebody that extends love to them in some way, shape, or form. So be that person this week. And remember, we can change the world, and it starts one conversation at a time, and it starts with you. Hope you have a great week. It's been a pleasure here on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 106.5 radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.